The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
We are mesmerized by heroes, by entertainers. We are mesmerized by athletic stars. We are mesmerized by entertainers. We are mesmerized by famous people. And Christians are not exempt. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. It is the 5 o'clock hour, and I've got open phone lines. It's Open Phone Friday. We can talk about anything you want to talk about. We've had phone calls today about the protests at Ohio State, Taylor Swift, and I don't remember what the others were. But like I said, we can talk about anything you want to talk about. We, and I think not just Americans, but in general, humans are mesmerized by celebrities. People who are famous. Christians should not be. We should not be mesmerized by famous people or celebrities. We really shouldn't. And it's hard. But often the church is so guilty of being mesmerized by celebrities, and often we get burned because of it. Some well-known person gets saved or supposedly gets saved, accepts Christ as Savior, football player, baseball player, movie star, musician, and immediately they are put on the talk circuit, the speaking circuit. And they're famous. They're a celebrity. And they've got a testimony. And because they were a famous football player, baseball player, tennis player, basketball player, movie star, musician, or whatever, and they have professed faith in Christ, we got to get them up on the platform. We got to get them up on the stage and give their testimony. Why? Does it take more of God's grace to save a celebrity than a 9-year-old kid in Sunday school? The answer is no. Is the salvation of a famous athlete more miraculous than an 8-year-old who accepts Christ as Savior as a child? No. But we often make it that way. And we make a mistake when we put new Christians in the limelight before they are mature enough spiritually to handle it. I could give you several names of well-known celebrities in the entertainment industry or in the sports world who made a profession of Christ, a profession of faith in Christ, and immediately they were at this church, that church, this rally, this men's rally, this women's rally, and they're put up as some kind of hero, and they were not ready spiritually for the limelight. And I think many of them were harmed because of it. That's why when talking about a pastor in the New Testament, The Bible is very clear. Not a novice. You don't put immature believers in places of leadership. You don't do that. You are harming them. You are hurting them. You never give spiritual responsibility to a babe in Christ. You don't do it. But it's done all the time, and often we have seen people harmed and hurt. All right. All of that to get to Kanye West, who evidently now likes to be called Yee, Y-E. If you remember, it was either 2 or 3 years ago, supposedly Kanye West had a come-to-Jesus movement, or moment, come-to-Jesus moment. And he was very public. He now, you know, he used to be hooked on porn, he was hooked on drugs, he was hooked on this, but now he is a follower of Jesus. Was there any evidence yet? No, not really. Any fruit? No, just he said so. And all of a sudden, he became this Christian hero. The largest church in America, to my knowledge, is Lakewood Church in Houston, Joel Osteen. Oh, yeah. Joel Osteen was one of the first. Come on, Kanye, I want you to give your testimony. And a good portion of a Sunday morning service at Lakewood Church, with Joel Osteen standing beside him with his bright white teeth gleaming, listened as Kanye West gave his testimony. I'm now a follower of Jesus, and I'm fighting the devil, and so on and so on. But Joel Osteen wasn't the only one. No, Kanye West was showing up at this megachurch and that megachurch and this men's conference. And then all of a sudden, Kanye West started his own church. He called it Sunday Service. And he started having Sunday services around the country. And he put together a choir for the Sunday service. And thousands of people were enamored. We're going to go to Kanye West's Sunday service. Well, have you checked him out theologically? No. Do you know what he believes doctrinally? No. Has he given any real evidence in his life, his lifestyle, of a real change that the Holy Spirit of God was dwelling inside of him? No. But he's a celebrity and he's talking about Jesus. So why do I bring all of that up? Well, Kanye West has just announced he is launching his own porn brand. Yeah, pornography. No, I know I'm not making this up. He is calling it Yeezy because he likes to be called Yee, Y-E. Yeezy Porn. He's working with Stormy Daniels' ex-husband, and he's developing complete pornography studios to produce porn. Yeah. Can you imagine a person that was given a platform on prestigious church platforms like Lakewood Church in Lakewood put in front of the biggest church in America? As an example, as a testimony, he's now going to be producing porn, and it will be very, very graphic porn. The same man who I brought to you the story 2 or 3 months ago, he said, I now have a problem with Jesus. I am my own God. Now, again, I don't want to say I told you so. But in this case, I told you so. When he was featured with Joel Osteen, I said, you watch, folks. This is not going to turn out well. This is not going to turn out well. He is mentally ill, and he has not been tested at all with his faith. I wonder if Joel Osteen and the many other Christian leaders who praised Kanye will apologize.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, the Pope has done it again. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. And I mean this respectfully, but I also mean it honestly. I often feel sorry for my Catholic friends because of the embarrassment that this Pope has been, not become. He's been an embarrassment before he became Pope. He was a socialist, still is a socialist, has undermined some of the cardinal teachings of the church, has contradicted himself at times, has granted some outrageous interviews, has given his blessing to things that his own church condemns. It has been a wild ride for Catholics under this Pope. He is 87 years old, and I know personally many Catholics who are counting the days. When are we going to get rid of this guy? When are we going to get another Pope? And nobody knows the answer to that. Here is the latest. He granted an interview to CBS Evening News' Nora O'Donnell just recently. And in the interview, they talked about a wide range of topics. Nothing about saving people, saving souls, but quite a bit about saving the planet. Yes. Nora O'Donnell asked Pope Francis about his thoughts about climate change. Now, remember, it's not global warming, it's climate change. You know, when you think about this, and I'm not referring to the Pope, it is one of the dumbest things ever. Of course, climate changes. This is spring. We just came out of winter. That is climate change. It will not be long before we will be into summer. That is climate change. Of course, climate changes. California had 3+ years of extreme drought. Now they've had 2 years of extreme flooding. That's climate change. In the 1930s, the Dust Bowl days in the plains of the United States, a drought, and then it went away. There's always been climate change. All right, anyway, the environmentalists, when they refer to climate change, They're referring to global warming, but they don't dare use that term anymore. So they just use climate change. All right, back to the Pope. The Pope was asked by Nora O'Donnell about people who deny climate change. She asked him, what do you think about people who deny climate change? Here is his answer. There are people who are foolish, and foolish, even if you show them research, they don't believe it. Why? Because they don't understand the situation or because of their interest, but climate change exists. So, the Pope of the Catholic Church has just called anyone who denies most of the theories about global warming and so forth a fool. Well, he didn't say fool. No, he said they were foolish. Can you tell me the difference between fool and foolish? And he went on. Let's see. Okay, they don't believe it. They don't. They reject science, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Quote, this is from a news article. Pope Francis has indeed made the talking point of climate change a central one in his 11-year pontificate, along with the promotion of an ecological spirituality. Now, what is an ecological spirituality? Basically, worship of the church, or not the church, the earth and nature. So, if you do not believe what the scientists are saying, and by the way, I came across an article just yesterday. I was going to bring it into the studio, and I forgot. 40 major predictions made by the experts concerning climate change. 40 of them, not one of them came to pass. Catholics are really suffering under this pope. And like I said, they are hoping for some kind of change. All right, quickly before the break, let's go to Mike in Northwest Columbus. Mike, you're on Bobberny Live. Welcome. Thanks for calling.
Hello.
Hello, Mike.
I was watching the protest last night at Ohio State.
Yeah?
And I observed two things. The tents look very similar or exactly alike between the ones at Ohio State and the ones at Columbia.
And the ones at UCLA. And the ones at Boston College. And the ones at Yale. And the ones at Harvard.
I don't think they made a run at Dick's Sports to get all these tents.
That's what I said earlier. Maybe you weren't listening. These are not spontaneous. They're not organic at all. They're well organized on a national basis and even international.
And also, the the Palestinian headscarves or whatever those things are, those all look the same from town to town.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are. They are well organized, well planned, not local, not organic, not spontaneous. Well organized, anti-Semitic, anti-Israel, anti-Jew, pro-terrorist. And we've got to understand that. We cannot believe what we're seeing and hearing in the news media. All right, Mike, thanks. Appreciate the call. Have a good weekend. All right, bottom of the hour break. I've got an open phone line for you. What do you want to talk about? 877-BOB-LIVE. We'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.